Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ministering God's Way, Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is Watch and Pray. Watch and Pray. Our focus scripture is coming from the 21st chapter of St. Luke and the 36th verse. The 21st chapter of St. Luke and the 36th verse. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come right now thanking you, Lord Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. For Father God, you said, Father God, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we come into you right now looking for, Father God, for a word from you on high in these last and evil days. You said perilous times would come. But Father God, you told us that men would become lovers of themselves, boasters and proud. But Father God, and haters and despisers of them, haters of God and despisers of them that do good. But Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that a spirit of, Father God, of prayer fall afresh on us, an anointing for prayer, Father God, that we might seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Then, Father, we set our affections on things above, and on things eternal, and not on things on the earth. But that we also will be diligent and vigilant and watch, seeing that we see the signs of the time. Father God, give us a spirit of discernment to be able to discern the good from the evil, and to know, Father God, for the signs of this, notice the signs that you have told us that will come, that we will be watchful, and that we can pray that we may be able to stand before you. Coming of the Son of Man, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. And good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, because it's with God has allowed Ministering God's Way to be on broadcast through Blog Talk Radio. So we want to
thank and praise God for Blog Talk Radio. And we want to welcome you to Ministering God's Way. Today we're talking about watching and praying. We had a wonderful service, Elder Trippin and I, out in Carthage, Mississippi. He gave a word having the mind of Christ, or the right mind. Amen. And he came out of Romans, the 8th chapter. And he talked about having, the Romans 8 chapter talks about that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And how the carnal mind is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen. So we were blessed on today at King David Temple. We heard the tribe of Benjamin. We will bless you with an excerpt from today, listening to that message, as well as the tribe of Benjamin, and even the praise and worship service. Some praise and worship, I would say, that Elder Trippett had led. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. We thank God for it is well with our soul. We have been under tornado watch in central Mississippi. So many counties have been on tornado watch, but we just give God all the glory, all the honor and praise, because he's kept us and he allowed us to see another day. And we were in the house of God when it was thundering, and we thank God that we would get emergency alerts as we were traveling from city to city to get to Carthage, Mississippi. But God kept us, and we say thank you, Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. When we're talking about watching and praying, talking about the 21st chapter of St. Luke, where the disciples is asking Jesus for some signs, about these times that would come. And if we read in the 8th verse of the 21st chapter, it reads, and he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." Excuse me. "But when ye shall hear wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And they shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer." He says in the 15th verse, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom," hallelujah, "which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus also talked about in the 16th verse that, that you should be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. He said, "But there shall not a hair of your head perish. And in your patience possess ye." Amen. That's St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Read it in its entirety, so you will know these are the times that we're living in. And Jesus said, Jesus Christ told us to watch and pray, for we know not the hour that the Son of Man cometh. And so God gives us eyes to see. And he was also talking about, how he was also in the Matthew, Matthew, I believe it's the 26th chapter. Let's turn to Matthew, the 26th chapter. I believe it is here. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Okay. And let's go to Matthew, the 26th chapter. And Jesus had told them in the 41st verse, he says, "Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Well, Jesus had gone up with Peter, James, and John to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had went to pray, and he had asked the disciples to pray with him, watch with him for 1 hour, and they fell asleep. When he returned, they were asleep, and he went off to pray again, and they came back, and he came back, and they were still asleep. They were sleeping again. And he said, Could you not watch with me? He said, for 1 hour? And he left them on the 44th verse. It says, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then the 45th verse reads, then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Amen, amen. So Jesus, he told them in the 36th verse of the 26th chapter of St. Mark, he says, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. He said, tarry ye here and watch with me. 39, he says, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? And this is why Jesus is telling us nowadays to pray, watch and to pray that ye enter not into temptation, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Because, see, we're living in the last days. The perilous times have come. And we see men are lovers of themselves. They're boasters, they're proud. And, he said despisers of God, haters of God, and despisers of them that do good. You know, we also talked about, Elder Tripper talked about in his message today, how he, and bless the Lord, we are really broadcasting right now from West Point, Mississippi. Normally we broadcast out of Starkville. We're in West Point, traveling through, and then we'll be headed back to Starkville. But to God be the glory. He preached on and told the church today about how jealousy will send you to hell. Amen. Jealousy will send you to hell because Bible said that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Amen. We ought to not be haters. Okay. He talked about haters today. Amen. Haters, and not only haters of you and me, but haters of God and despisers of them that do good. Amen. Well, you know, it was a good thing to do good. Now, you know, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, is the Bible say, what? It is sin. Amen? Sin. So, you know, now we're living in a time where sin is being apostasy. You know, the people are condoning sin, agreeing with sin, that sin is good and sin is right. Well, the Bible clearly states and tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen? Amen. And the Bible tells us, you know, when Jesus had caught that one, the one was caught in adultery, in the act of adultery, praise our God. See, everybody was so quick to stone her and wanted to cast her out. But Jesus, our loving Father, compassionate God, he said, so he that cast the first stone, he said, you know, he casts the first stone. He that's without sin casteth the first stone. He that is without sin casteth the first stone. So they could not, they was quiet.
So her accusers had to shut up because they had to be quiet because they was not without sin. So we have to ask God for mercy, to have a merciful heart, have compassion on our brothers and sisters. The Bible said, you know, if one is at fault, he that is spiritual must restore such a one. Amen? Amen. When you see your brother that fell down or your sister have fallen down, you restore them if you're spiritual. If you're carnal-minded, you'll be laughing at them and saying, yeah, and kicking them with their, when they're down. My mother always told me you never kick a person when they're down. So you always, when you're down, it's only one way, and that's up. You can pick yourself up and you can start all over again. You can tell the Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. I repent, meaning I'm going to make a change. I'm not going to do the same thing. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to live for you, Jesus. And what did Jesus tell the woman? What did he tell her to do? Listen, men and women of God, you know the story. He told her to go her way and sin no more. He told her, go your way and sin no more. So when we see our brothers and sisters, men and women of God, see them in sin, what do you do? Pray for them. Have mercy on them. Be compassionate. And tell them, okay, you made a mistake. You got a choice to get it right. And you can repent. You can be in it. You can steal into the kingdom of God. As long as you have breath in your body, you have a chance to get it right with Jesus Christ. So we see that we're living in these times now where men have become lovers of themselves. And, you know, I even look on Facebook now, and I wasn't on Facebook, and I wasn't very Facebook-friendly years ago, but I enjoy Facebook now. So it can be to our detriment, but it can be to our benefit. It is a promotional, you know, tool that you can use to promote the gospel. Amen? And that's what I use it for, to promote the gospel. And some things you may want to share with your friends that may live out of town. But I see so much self-aggrandizement on Facebook. Look at me. Look at what I'm in age. Look at what I've got. You know, if you got to tell somebody about your blessing, give a testimony. Jesus said they overcame the devil by the testimony of the people. So give your testimony while you have a chance so people can know what God did deliver you from and brought you out of, that they can do, that God will do the same thing for them. But don't be boasters and braggers and proud about, look at me, look at me. If you're going to use the social media, if you're going to use Facebook, use it to glorify God and not to and to lift him up and to elevate Jesus in the name of Jesus and his word, but don't use it to elevate yourself. You know, your new outfit, your new dress or your new suit. You know, don't be selfish. Think on those things that are pure and that are just and that are lovely and that are of a good report, the Lord said. He told us to set our affections on what? Things above and not on things on the earth, things determined, and not on things of the earth. Amen? I believe that's in Philippians. Amen? Set your affections on things above and not on things in the earth. We want to be spiritually minded. Amen? And I thank and praise God for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, because today, Elder Tripper didn't know the topic God gave me was watch and pray. And here was this having the a right man, having a right man. That's what he talked about. But he talked in that lesson, in that message was talking about being spiritually minded, because to be carnal minded is death. Amen. Because if we're walking in the Spirit, saints, women and men of God, listeners, if we're walking in the Spirit, amen, we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Amen. We're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Because we are spiritual minded. Amen. We're thinking about setting our affections on things above. Amen.
And that's where you want to stay. That's where you want to be. You want to always have the mind of Christ. And if you don't, ask God to give it to you. Amen? Because this is where, you know, we want to be, where he is. Amen? If, you know, when we go to pray, when the Bible says watch and pray, you know, keep, be awake and pray. But be alert is what the Lord is telling us. Be alert. Watch for these signs. Watch the symbols. When you see these signs, he said, you know, you shall see. You will know that the end is not yet. He said these are the what? Beginning of sorrows. Amen? Amen. So the thing about it is here, Jesus is telling us to set our affections on things above, amen, to be spiritual-minded is to have life and to have peace, amen, amen, for God is a loving God. He is so awesome. He is so worthy of all the glory and of all the praise because he is God, and beside him there is none other. And so Jesus, he tells us in Philippians and even the second, the third chapter, he tells us that, he said that in 13, Philippians 3 and 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Okay? Amen. We know when we thinking unholy thoughts. We know when we thinking having unholy desires. We know. So this is when we have to ask God to help us, Lord, help us set our our affections on things above and not on things of the earth. Amen. So then what we want to ask God today, we want to be fruitful. We want to be spiritual minded. We want to have the mind of Christ. We want to think on those things that are just, that are lovely, are pure, and of a good report. And we don't want to be carnal minded. Amen. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. We want to be spiritual minded. Amen. Amen. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. And I thank God for he is so wonderful. And I want you to know that he that hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ, what he started, he is going to finish. And he told us when we see these, we know he said you want to be able to stand, he said, in the coming of the Son of Man, because he told us, we are know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. But we don't want to be caught with our works undone. Amen? And so we want to be ready when Jesus comes. So if we stay in prayer, we stay in the walking in the spirit, not in the flesh, we will fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because we know the lust of the flesh, the fulfilling of the flesh is the lust of the eye, the pride of life. And so we don't want to do that. We don't want to have that lust and that pride and those things that are wicked. Amen? Amen. We want to walk in the Spirit. Watch and pray. Amen? Amen. And so we thank God for his word. We thank God for his Holy Spirit. And we thank God for his mercy and his compassion. Amen. Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. And Jesus tells us if there be any consolation in Christ in Philippians 2 and 1. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but
but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yes.
Amen. So this is where we don't want to make a reputation. We don't want to have a reputation, trying to get a reputation with man. We want to have a reputation with God. Amen. 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 Watch and pray. Jesus is real. He is so real to me and my soul, and I just thank and praise God. Thank him. And praise God for what he's doing and what he continues to do in our life, because he is God, and beside him there is none other. And what he's done for others, he'll do it for you. It's no secret what God can do. Watch and pray. Remember, we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. He said he's coming back for a church that's made herself ready, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. So we don't want to be caught with our works undone. He said, work while it's day. Night cometh when no man can work. We love you. We thank God for you listening in today. And be sure to tune in next week for another segment of Ministering God's Way. We ask that you continue to watch, to pray. Ask God to give you the discerning spirit to see the difference between the good and the evil, to separate yourself and to come out from among them, as he said, and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Be spiritual-minded, not carnal, spiritual-minded, and walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God bless you.